and the shape and the feeling that is the volume or details, a lot of interesting way to finish the flows with this kind of feeling of, you know, like easy in a way to wear, but still mysterious and still romantic. First outfits, for example, you have a nice coat, very fluid, with the cashmere, with the all hand finishing, and then some like laser finish, so with no stitching, you know, like for example, this kind of stuff, you know, like there is no stitching, but still it's finished. Or like, you know, like lots of, like this is the evening and you have a lot of, and you know. Goes up with more bowls and more cups and the ride from the last time meal erupts. Corrupts his hard drive and the leanest must shut out the hard cash for the sickest. I work with gray and blue, with different shade of gray and blue. I think this is the main essence of the color. I think typical men's color, they are for me the best in this season, because I don't want to do anything that is overdone, you know. I don't think it's the moment now, and that's why I really work with the traditional men's color. I use this time bags and very soft bags, almost comfortable, like you can travel but you can use as well in city, and I use a big shoes, like for example, yeah, like, you know, my shoes. I always work a lot in details. For example, this is it's kind of gum, so it's very light, but in the same time this is a real sole, so, and you know, it's like all these kind of details to make something special, but kind of maybe look heavy, but they are quite soft to use.
то, что сделает здесь Stellar Art Foundation,
What the Stellar Art Foundation is presenting here is an extraordinary project, not only for the contemporary Russian art itself, but for those of Biennale visitors who are, unfortunately, hardly aware of Russian contemporary art. The exhibition held here represents the summary of the most important periods of Russian post-war art.
Моментов истории русского искусства послевоенного времени.
Biennale of Venice is one of the major events in the world for contemporary art. So obviously all the artists of the whole world want to be present and have a visibility here. So it's important that the Russians are part of that. And I think this year they're very present actually. Well, I was among the first who got really interested in Russian art because I made the first personal exhibition of Kabakov in 85. In Europe, and I know since then that there is a very interesting art scene with a very elaborate level of discussion in Moscow and St. Petersburg. It's very important that as many cultures as possible have their visibility on this art scene, and this can only go in the direction of an intercultural dialogue, which can only be good for the world of the future.
Art is not a local or national thing, it's a global thing. You have to connect it. You have to connect it to the art from other countries, and you have to meet the other people. And Stella is somebody who has been understood this much earlier than other ones and has been doing a very good job in this. It's wonderful. I'm a great admirer of Valery Gergiev, and you know, every opportunity to hear this masterful artist conducting, I will take up with the greatest pleasure.
It's a major, major area in the market, which I think is overlooked. And some of the auction houses have been promoting it, but someone like Stella to promote it, I think is very, very important. And I think it will put it onto a world stage. Need I say anything, but she is wonderful, she's fantastic, and I think she's doing a great, great job to mix the best of contemporary Russian with an international flavor, and she does it perfectly.
like contemporary art, and we buy many pieces because we love to have it at home, but we also like just to present some pieces in Ukraine because I think it's very important for the country and it's important for Ukrainians.
It's not really about promoting Russian contemporary art, it's about bringing art from all over the world to Venice. And Venice has become this place with a long, long history of art from Russia, but also from Asia now, from the US, from all the European nations. So I think it's a given that Russia will play a role in this. And there are many ways to participate. You can be part of the international show, or in the pavilion, or in one of the ambitious initiatives such as what Stella is doing here. Interesting, I think, is that the Russian contemporary art seems to have a close link to other disciplines.